The bookseller street in Baghdad is called Mutanabi Street. It's named after a legendary 10th century Arab poet who alternately praised and satirized his patrons and was killed defending his literary valor. It's a crowded, narrow, Ottoman-era street with old homes and shop fronts. On Fridays, there's also an open-air market with books everywhere. Spread flat on the sidewalk on tarps and planks, the booksellers beat dust off the books with special dusters. Mutanabi Street endured as a lively place of political discussion even during Saddam Hussein's time. It may lack some of the intrigue it had, however, when buyers came to seek illegal books from renegade booksellers who sold the books literally under tables and down alleyways. "We were a group," says Haider Mohammed Shaker, a leader of the literary resistance. The booksellers were imprisoned, sometimes executed. 36-year-old Haider is tall and gaunt and prefers his nom de guerre, if you will, Haider the magazine. He says he'd only sell to people he trusted.
I was interested in this kind of job because it was my bread, my living, and also I always told myself there are people who are interested and would like to know things like about books on religions, books on that really are interesting for educating themselves. So for many reasons, I just wanted to stay with this kind of job.
A book would be smuggled into Iraq and then furtively photocopied hundreds of times. Haider's bestseller was Out of the Ashes by the brothers Andrew and Patrick Coburn. Out of the Ashes is a blistering post-Gulf War chronicle of Saddam's Iraq, but after 6 years of selling on Mutanabi Street, Haider unwittingly sold a book to an Iraqi intelligence agent. He went to prison. There, he said, the torture began.
Slapping and kicking were just normal from the first moment that I was arrested. And, of course, psychological pressure. But the other things included the electric shocks, and they hanged me from the fan, ceiling fan.
They also hung him from his ears and tied him to a hot radiator. After 2 years in jail, he was released last year in October in a general amnesty Saddam gave to prisoners. Haider went right back to selling banned books on Mutanabi Street. He has only a high school education. This is his mission, he says. I'm not doing it for the money.
Well, if it was for money, then there were other things to sell, like porno magazines, which were banned too. But the books that were against my principles, I never dealt with them. So I had a message and a mission to work for, even though I didn't have a formal political affiliation, but it was a matter of principles that I believed in.
To sell these books meant taking a known risk on one day in 1998. Haider says 15 people were arrested for selling banned books. He takes us to meet some of the people who've been tortured and imprisoned. 32-year-old Amr Jassim was arrested 3 times. He received the death sentence and says the torture was beyond imagination.
I was exposed to various forms of torture, including hanging me from the ceiling, electric shocks, beaten with clubs. And I passed out for more than 3 times. I was not conscious and not aware of what was going on for some time. They began to put salt in the injuries that I had in my back.
Another bookseller, 33-year-old Ahmed Messa, was taken to prison 5 times. He received a 10-year sentence. His crime was selling a religious book by a Shiite cleric the regime had murdered. Like the other 2 men, Ahmed is a devout Shiite Muslim. But the Shiites were not able to read speeches and sermons by leading clerics. His interrogator told Ahmed Messen that by selling such a book, he deviated from religious teachings.
And when I told him, tell me the truth, what did I do? I don't recall that I have done anything wrong. He said, okay. Well, now here is a blank sheet of paper. Write on it that you didn't do anything and sign it. I did. And then he said, okay, put it in your pocket and every day read it until you get rotten in the detention.
His interrogator also told him that it would have been better to sell bombs than books because the books encouraged resistance to Saddam. Now, after the hard years, the three men have 27 new titles to offer on Motunabi Street, from a book about the first Shiite imams to sermons by the Ayatollah Khomeini. Ammar and Ahmed agree you can't even compare the mood on Motunabi Street now to what it was when the books were hidden amongst their friends.
Obviously, we are very happy with the current situation. In fact, a month after the collapse of the regime, we felt secure to get out all the banned political books and put them on display. And readers were coming and seeing those titles were like amazed and surprised, were asking, where were these books? When were they written? They didn't know that those books existed.
Now people know they can find the books whenever they like. Haider the magazine says no matter how bad it got, he never considered getting out of the book business on Motunabi Street. This is the world of knowledge and of books, he says, and it's a beautiful world.